What's going on, my nerdy listeners? Thanks for pressing play again. Irvin here, giving you another quick description about today's episode of Nerd Nostalgia. So in today's episode, you'll find Trey, Brian, and myself chatting about His Dark Materials on HBO, soon to be HBO Max, but that's a whole nother thing. This episode does contain some spoilers, and I'll give them to you ahead of time. So from the 5 minute to the 7 minute mark, you'll find spoilers, so if you don't want it to be spoiled, I would go ahead and skip it. And then also from 1740 through 2140, you'll also find some spoilers. I know it's kind of a lot, but it was part of the conversation and just the way it flowed. But if you're not big about being spoiled, then, you know, plow on through. Other than that, then go ahead and, you know, skip through. That being said, we talk about the previous movie. We talk about our feelings overall of what the show is. I hope you enjoy the episode. As always, here's a little clip for you right before we get started. In this show, they're kind of like explaining what demons are. Or demons. I'm going to keep calling them demons. I mean, apologize, everybody.
That's based from the book. Because, I mean, yeah.
But they explain that in written context. And so you're like, okay. Okay.
So it was a little bit more information.
I understand.
Completely soft open.
Yeah.
The problem, though, Irvin, with your pronunciation is all I can think about is that I would want my daemon to be named Matt.
Matt Damon. Matt
Damon.
So yeah, His Dark Materials. Brian, I know you've been pining to discuss this.
Well, no, okay, so I've got a particular opinion, but I want to hear what y'all think about it first. Trey, you've seen one episode. The first one.
I've seen one episode, and my comparison to the pretty bad movie that was made, and the only saving grace of that bad movie that was made was the casting. You've got Daniel Craig and Nicole Kidman, and I forgot Lyra's actress's name.
Dakota Blue Fanning.
Was it Dakota Fanning?
Dakota Blue Richards.
Okay,
that might be right.
Wow.
Wasn't Fanning, though.
I wasn't Fanning, but pulled that one out.
Way to go. Man, 10 points over to Hufflepuff over there.
There's a very specific reason why I know that.
Do we want to know why you know that?
Look, Irvin, just Google her name and you'll find out.
All right, we'll Google it. Trey, continue with your stuff and I'll chime in.
So anyway, yeah, casting on that, on the movie, you just can't get better. James McAvoy is a great actor. I'm never going to knock him for really anything he does. And I'm not saying that he's bad in this. I've only seen one episode, so that's not really a whole lot of range to judge him off of. But I think that one of the things that was kind of interesting about it is the fact that Lord Asriel wasn't a huge character in the novel. And so, like, introducing him as a mainstay character, which I don't know where they're going to go with the plot in the show, but like,
you're chiming in here. There are two reasons why Brian wanted me to Google Dakota Blue Richards. She seems very smart. I'm going to lead with that. Very classy lady, great smile. Looks very, very smart. Again, two reasons. Trey, please continue.
Understood. But yeah, it's... Oh. Okay. Yeah. So...
Man, Lyra grew up, bro. Woof.
That's kind of the whole point of the novel.
Yeah. I think that the demons were done well, which I always thought
is it Damon. Is a demon or Damon? Yeah,
they pronounced a demon in this show.
Okay,
I was paying specific attention to it,
and now I was going to ask you all that because it's like I'm curious if they wanted like I know it's kind of an attack to Catholicism, right, with the Magisterium or whatever, blah blah blah. So is it genuinely demon or like Damon? Because they have a lot of vocabulary that's a little bit different. So I always thought like Damon, you know, and I think in the novel they say gypsies, if I'm not mistaken.
Egyptians.
And like, that's what they say in the show. And so
no, it's Egyptians in the novel.
Is it? Okay, yeah, okay. Yeah. For some reason I thought it was gypsies. I mean, I associated with it. So that's why I thought Damon, it's slightly off.
It's meant to be. I mean, okay. Egyptians is just a play off of. I mean, you see the culture, you understand the culture.
They're, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Right. And but I think yeah, they did a great job with the demons and like how they appear and everything, and Lord Asriel's snow leopard is BA for sure.
What's her name?
It's gonna bug me now. The monkey's still creepy.
I don't think her monkey ever speaks.
I think you're right.
No, yeah, and that's part of it. It's part of the reason that it can walk so far away. Is that it kind of loses a little bit of its nature. So that's why it doesn't, I want to say that's the reason.
So they could be wrong.
It's been a while since I've read the novel, so.
Spoiler warning. I thought the reason why she could separate from her demon, and I think it is demon. I thought the reason that Mrs. Coulter could separate from the demon is because she was a witch. And that was what made someone a witch, was the ability to
be away.
Stelmaria is the name of the snow leopard.
Beautiful name.
Right.
Great name. It's actually a really pretty name. Stelmaria or Stelmaria?
Stelmaria, they're white.
Si. Or we.
I personally like Stelmaria.
But so I mean that's one of the arcs of the story was Lyra and Will being able to separate from their demons, and they essentially become witches by doing that. And so I thought, for some reason, I thought that in some way Coulter was a witch, or at least had that capability.
The quality, right? But I mean, if you think about it, even the Egyptians, the ones that have bird demons, that's a significant distance.
Yeah.
You know, just up. Like, they may be in the same general area, but they're up. Whereas...
Is that a special quality to...
Egyptians?
Not even Egyptians.
People with bird demons?
Yeah.
Maybe.
I don't know.
Like, you know, maybe like they're firebenders and airbenders and that kind of stuff.
Like, what if...
Like,
what
that's if your demon, their special trait.
What if your demon turns into a dolphin?
You're boned. Like, I mean...
Unless you're a sailor.
I mean, right. But then...
Is that even possible?
I think there are aquatic demons.
I don't remember them in the books, but I mean, it's not a world of possibilities.
I need to reread them. So that's next. That's in the queue. Next is after we finish Harry Potter. We're gonna continue to stay secular.
Yeah, and since it's weekly, I mean, we have plenty of time to catch up for it. So
I've been reading the Harry Potter series to the girls for years now. I mean. Well over, or I say years, over a year anyway, is when I started it. And it kind of goes in stops and starts. You know, like we'll read for a while. I think book four took us the longest. Well, it is one of the longer novels in the series, but we would start it and read like every night at least a chapter and like kind of burn through 100 pages and then not read it for like 3 months, you know. And so anyway, that's next on the list is His Dark Materials, to the read that to the girls.
So finish off. So we got off on a little tangent there. What is your overall thought? Episode one, His Dark Materials, you're comparing it to the movie, right? I personally like the movie, right? Again, I'm super easily entertained, right? Like, I can find good points in Green Lantern movie, but...
Entertaining is one thing, but it's like knowing what the source material is and how much depth there was
in... They crammed a lot into one movie.
Into one movie.
And so I think, and then I guess we'll get into it as to Brian's point that I know he wants to make, but finish. Like, do you like it? Do you not like it? Where would you put it on the spectrum?
No, I like it. I like it so far. I think that the first episode did a good job of kind of the introduction. I mean, definitely along the lines of like a Game of Thrones introduction, where it's like there's HBO. So much information that you're going to just have to gather along the way as a first time viewer. You know, when you have a background in it, just like when we watched Game of Thrones for the first time, we had all read the novels or up until whatever was published at that time.
I did appreciate that about the intro in the in this show. They're kind of like explaining what daemons are, or demons. I'm gonna keep calling them demons. I mean, apologize, everybody.
That's based from the book. Because I mean, yeah.
But they explained that in written context, and so you're like, okay.
So it was a little bit more information.
I understand.
Completely soft open.
Yeah.
The problem, though, Irvin, with your pronunciation is all I can think about is that I would want my daemon to be named Matt.
Matt Damon.
Matt Damon.
Greatest actor of our generation.
First of all, how dare you insult Jason Bourne like that?
And you know, the first episode talks about having to rescue someone's Matt Damon.
Jason Bourne's coming to your house, bro. Like, no.
He's either Billy Badass or a damsel.
You kind of just killed the Damon thing for me. I'm probably still going to pronounce it just because that's how I remembered it in my mind. But
But yeah, overall, I mean, I think so far, so good. I don't remember the flooding. That was new to me. Again, it's been a long time since I've read the novel.
So. Artistic flourish, I think, for the series.
Just because they wanted to watch James McAvoy wade through some water.
I mean, anytime you can see McAvoy get a little wet. You know,
it's okay.
It's for the ladies.
Okay. I think they had to give it an excuse for why the little girl was going to be there. I don't remember why that was in...
Because it's, in the book. It's not good enough to just say you're not wanted and you need to hang out here.
That's racist.
I don't know what that is. But I don't know. Mean.
I think you don't learn it until the third novel why things broke down the way they did.
I mean, yeah. But I don't, again, I just didn't remember the flood. Like, yeah. I just felt like that was kind of like, okay.
It makes it more dramatic. Okay. It's not enough for him to be like, hey, take this child. It's, hey, why don't I go to the second story where it's not flooding?
Yeah.
By the way, why are you on the first floor where we're up to our tits in flood?
Why is this college safe from floods?
It wasn't. It was underwater.
The first floor was.
Yeah, that's not.
But all the buildings are made of just, like.
Can we call Child Protective Services on Lord Asriel? Can we call Child Protective Services on Lord Asriel? Is that a thing? Do you have the number?
No, we have to call it on the college because they're the ones that took the kid.
Well, but he brought the kid there, putting it in danger.
Sanctuary.
Yeah.
Academic sanctuary. Okay, Trey, keep going.
Anyway. So, so far so good. Again, I'm excited to watch more. Like, and I don't even know if I would give, like, if I were to start to lose interest after the second episode, just saying that, I'd probably give it at least through the season, and then make a kind of a judgment at that point in time. But yeah, so far, I mean, again, it was cool to see it live action again. You know, it's definitely a story that was fundamental in the stories that I read growing up, and so it's like, okay, you know, it's a fresh take on it. I mean, you know, you see Spider-Man every couple of years, and it's still cool because it's Spider-Man. It's a new, fresh take on it, so that's good.
Yeah, I think it's a slower pace because they have more time. They have more episodes. You know, it's not a 1.5 hour movie. It's
which is the
8 to 10 episodes, or 8 to 13, whatever they choose.
Which is the biggest complaint that I have about
the first one. Yeah,
right.
And so that actually was the first thing that I did not like about the episode. And I like this show. I think it's going to be a good show. Obviously, it's HBO usually only picks up home runs. Since The Sopranos, that's basically been their milieu. Like, they love picking up hit series, specifically Game of Thrones. That's why we don't have nice things. You can't just drop things like that. Everybody, Brian just spilled beer on Trey's table and is refusing to clean it up, just staring at it. It's okay. No, don't worry. Don't worry. Don't worry about it. There you go. Put your elbow into it. I like it. I thought that first episode was super slow. Trey hasn't seen the second one yet, so we'll definitely get to that. But I thought it was good. Definitely lays the foundation for it. And I think it's going to be a good show. Just based off of the second episode, it definitely picks up the pace a little bit more. Won't spoil it by any means. But what else can we discuss? What else do you want to say, Brian? Go ahead. The floor is yours.
My reservations and concerns are, I think they picked this show up on the tail end of Game of Thrones. So HBO was thinking, oh my gosh, we had this amazing hit and we need something to fill in the void that is going to be Game of Thrones.
Chernobyl. Continue.
Chernobyl's over.
But it was just so short-lived. It was a fantastic show. It was just so short-lived. Yeah. And it was designed to be. I mean, there's only so much you can do about this disaster that happened.
Yeah, so HBO's looking around. They're like, okay, we need something to keep the fan base up. We need something to fill in that Game of Thrones void. And so, frankly, if I were them, I would have gone Dark Tower and just done a series of that. But I think the bad taste in the mouth from Idris Elba's...
Still haven't seen it.
Okay, well, you probably shouldn't.
I absolutely do not watch that movie.
I never did.
Watch it just because it's... No. It's entertaining,
no.
But it's so bad, and it does such an injustice so to the series. Oh, God.
No.
It's bad. It's really, really bad. But I do like Idris Elba as a character. But back to your point over here about HBO picking up Game of Thrones.
So here's what I'm saying.
Dark Materials from Game of Thrones.
They're trying to fill that Game of Thrones void, and Game of Thrones is, by the end of the first... novel of the series of Song of Iron and Fire of Ice and Fire, it's already longer than the entirety of the His Dark Materials trilogy, right? It's like a 900 page novel put up against 300 page novels, right?
So look, to interject real quick, how many seasons do you think His Dark Materials were go for?
I think it's going to go for three. It's going to be one season per book.
I agree. I mean, that just makes the most
sense. I think it's going to go five.
Which is not unreasonable.
I mean, you're talking, if you do 3 10 episodes, you know, an hour long each, I think that, so, okay, 30 hours of showtime is my estimate. However you break that up seasons wise is whatever, but you know, you do 8 episodes for 4 seasons or 6, I don't know, whatever, do the math, but it's 30 hours I think ample time to tell the entirety of that story.
And again this is where my concern comes from. I think 30 hours is going to be too much, where you've got a 90 minute movie is not enough. I think 10 hours per book is too many hours. And what I'm noticing is you're hearing or you're seeing them pull detail. And again, this is a little bit of a spoiler, but in the second episode, I'm not going to say anything, but in the second episode, you're starting to see them pull details in from the second and third book that are getting revealed early. And I think that's because they're realizing, you know, again, it's essentially three children's novels, and they're trying to layer it and develop it and build it like a Game of Thrones, where you've got every character has depth and interest and dynamism. But frankly, we don't know much about Lord Asriel by the end of the first novel. We don't know much about Marissa Coulter by the end of the first novel. And There was one choice in particular in the first episode that I was a little, I don't know what to feel about it, and it was where Lyra hugs Mrs. Coulter, and you could see Mrs. Coulter have this kind of pained love expression on her face, like she, you know, she's having to resist the affection she feels for her daughter, right? And this is more a spoiler for the whole book. I don't think she ever loved Check her dog. Window.
I mean, that's an episode. Oh, no, no. Yeah, you're right.
So it's like, yeah, I mean, you have to build in some complexity with the, I mean, the actors obviously know what is coming. The readers of the series prior to the episode coming out know, okay, yeah, that's who she is and that's what she is to Lyra and everything. I mean, that's a given, but maybe that was just a portray. I don't know. I mean, again, that's, you know, that's just kind of conjecture at that point. It's just like, what? Well, maybe it's she's just pained because she's a horrible, horrible human being. And
no, she definitely is. And I think this, I don't know her name, the actress is definitely portraying that. And then,
yeah.
Well, the fact that you saw her turmoil, like, you know, being split between motherhood and Scientology, whatever, you know, Catholicism that she follows, the magisterium. I think she definitely does a great job of that. My rebuttal to, you know, them kind of showing each character, each storyline, showing somebody in a book is going to be different than showing something in a graphic novel. That's going to be different than showcasing something on television. And, you know, maybe they're already envisioning, we want this to be 5 seasons. We want this to be 7 seasons, whatever the case may be, right? I would imagine it's going to be short-lived because Daphne Keene, the main actress, and then also with the little boys that she's best friends with and stuff. What's his name?
Roger.
Roger. And then what's the other one's name? The Egyptian.
Billy Costa.
They're eventually going to grow up and hit puberty too. And so their timeline to film all of this is short-lived. Whereas in Game of Thrones, it didn't really matter too much. But I feel like in this, it's not a lengthy... And I mean, maybe they could drag it out. But in the books, it's not a... You know, this is like a 6-year span. It's very, you know, I think 1.5 years type thing.
Yeah. And I understand. And Ruth Wilson is the actress who portrays Marissa Coulter. And I understand that she wants to make that choice to help humanize and make Marissa Coulter seem more maternal, more that she is struggling with that. But I think what made her an interesting character, and we were talking about why her Matt Damon never speaks. And I think this is my interpretation. Y'all could tell me I'm crazy. I think that the demon is supposed to represent like your conscience, your soul. And so the fact that she has
been exactly what it is.
Yeah, the fact that she's been able to utterly silence her conscience is what makes her so interesting, is that she's been able to basically say, I am a woman of pure power and authority, and I don't care about what my heart or my soul wants. I'm simply going to act. And that's why I think her trying to play off, oh, I'm pain. What do I do with my daughter? No. Her daughter is a tool to her. She's always been a tool. And
that's why Lord Asriel went and hid her away.
Yeah.
Well, so, and that being said, it's hugging her, and then her reaction to that is actually a grimace. Basically, like, this is a ploy that I have to do or act out in order to use this tool, being Lyra, that she's just not comfortable with because she just can't show affection.
I think it's not just that. I think it's her actually, like, her motherly instincts kind of kicking into, like, oh man, this is, I don't, oh, I don't think man, this is me. This is actually my daughter, you know, like,
she's a shit mom though.
No arguments there.
The whole thing is though that she has no motherly instinct. She has no love for her daughter. And so, and again, this is like me nitpicking that the midichlorian count wasn't high enough. Like, it's like a total nerd thing.
I totally just watched that part too.
What part?
Of Phantom Menace, where he's like,
the midichlorians.
Yeah. Like, check this blood sample that I'm sending through my little walkie-talkie. And it's over 20,000.
It's over 9,000?
It's over 9,000. Impossible.
But Master Yoda doesn't even have a midichlorian count that high.
He's got at least 19,000 midichlorians. Did he train on Namek too?
Man, I really wish, not to spoil anything for y'all, I really wish y'all had watched The Mandalorian and we could have talked about it today. But we'll definitely save that for a later episode because it gets...
Well, somebody didn't finish Cowboy Bebop, so I don't want to talk about it.
What was that?
Huh? Somebody didn't finish Cowboy Bebop, so I don't want to talk about it.
Fair.
You had one job.
We had Disney Plus
debut. No, we had a lot of things. We had a lot of things go on this week.
So it was kind of hard, and I had to put everything aside. Rounding out what we initially started off, and you know, what we'll do that. We'll get into a couple different discussions. His Dark Materials overall thought. Trey, go ahead. Give me your thoughts.
I'm excited to see where it goes. I'm excited to see where it goes. I think production value wise, I mean, it's HBO. They're just throwing money at stuff, and I think that's a good thing, which will hopefully give it what it deserves. You know, as a great story.
Brian, go ahead.
Cautiously optimistic. I think that it could turn into a good show, but I think that they're trying to stretch the source material too thin, and it's going to end up breaking under all those expectations. They want it to be the next Game of Thrones,
but they're going to hobbit it.
Yeah, they're going to hobbit it. They're going to try and turn what's essentially a children's novel, collectively 600 pages, into. You know, again, try to be some major epic, and it can't sustain that way. It could have sustained a smaller series, like maybe 3, 4, 6 episode seasons, but not
whatever. I mean, do we know what it's? I don't know what it's slated for. Do we know what?
I think it's 10 each.
10 each for 3 seasons at least.
Yeah.
I mean. So a 30-hour assessment is not... I mean, I don't think that's... Well, I say 30 hours. That's 45 minutes.
And you haven't seen the second episode yet.
No, I haven't. So I haven't seen how accelerated it gets. So yeah, I'll have to do that. And then maybe I'll change my tune.
Come back next episode.
Okay. Yeah, yeah. Right.
He's just mad that they reveal a couple of things pretty early on. But I think it's to captivate the crowd. Final thoughts for me...
Yeah,
you've had your say.
I was about to turn attention to you, Irvin, if you will allow me to, dipshit. Okay, now we're going to hear an opinion from someone who doesn't have any hair.
That would be me, everybody. I am bald and beautiful. I really like wearing his flash hat. Produced really well. Like Trey said, I get why Ugly McUgly Face over there is... cautiously optimistic. I think they're gonna hit it. They've already, you know, done their second season. They've already ordered it. They've already ordered their second season without finishing this first season, without seeing how this one was gonna do. So that to me is just there's somebody in HBO that's watching all of this, that sees everything that's done, how season 8 of Game of Thrones snuck by. I don't know. But I think it's definitely going to be a hit.
No one knows.
I don't think they're going to stretch it too thin. I think, you know, 4 or 5 seasons of 3 books is definitely enough. And I think the way that they're taking it right now with each character and giving them enough depth, I think they absolutely can pull that off. So that's my overall thought of His Dark Materials. You have everybody's here. You have Brian's, Trey's, and my thoughts. Let us know what you think. About it.
I need another drink. I'm out.
Well, you heard Trey's drink clank and Brian's yawn, so you know it's time for us to head on out. Thanks again for joining us. We'll catch you on the next episode. And remember, stay nerdy, my friends.